Are you ready?
Here we go.
Test 1, 2, test 1, 2.
I feel like I'm bouncing from cloud to cloud.
Wow, we're ridiculous.
So stay tuned.
I like what we're doing.
Or don't.
Oh, that might be my favorite thing to ever happen.
Is this not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
Well, how about this?
Yes. Hold up.
It's the Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Welcome to the After Show Show. Today is November 24th. We are 1 month away from Christmas Eve.
That's right.
How fun is this?
Oh, great.
You don't seem excited for Christmas.
No, I'm excited for Christmas. I did some Christmas shopping yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the big mall. My daughter and I went, and we split up to do our shopping. And
sounds like she really wants to be around you.
Well, no, she went to do her shopping, and I went to do mine because I was getting some things for her. And so, yeah. Yeah. I spent way too much on her, but that's what I'm trying to do is buy her love.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
That will work out in the end.
That's one way to get her attention, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
She wants to have a sleepover with a boy.
No.
Oh, hang on, Robbie. I have to turn you on there. I don't think you're on there. Try now, Robbie.
No.
There it is.
Don't do it.
Well, listen, this is not the first time this has come up.
What do you mean? She's 14.
She brought it up several years ago when her and her friend, another girl, wanted to have like a slumber party.
I remember this.
Two boys.
Yes.
And I think they also wanted to go away to to a cabin, the four of them.
I don't remember that.
With some parents. And I think neither ended up happening.
Wasn't there a sleepover at your house that was supposed to be boys and girls?
Well, it was a Halloween party, and they wanted to have a sleepover, and I said no, but the boys stayed till 1 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And that was okay with me. They were in the basement watching movies, but it was a group. It was four of them. This sleepover that my daughter is requesting is a one boy, one girl, my daughter and this boy. This boy happens to be of a romantic persuasion.
Oh, what?
Of my daughter. It's her boyfriend.
Oh.
She's a ninth grader, and it's her boyfriend.
What?
Yes.
That's pretty common. Yeah, not grade nine. Yeah.
So, to sleep over at your boyfriend's house at grade nine?
I was going to say to have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Different. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Can we just pause everything? Dylan, are you still recording?
Yeah, why?
Okay. Sorry. I just, because the way they changed the board, I did something and that was different and I wasn't sure. Okay. Okay.
Where's that noise coming from, though?
That was...
your computer?
No, it was an email.
Probably that was mine.
From Robbie's computer. Yeah, I had Robbie up still from the old board setting. So
okay.
Anyway. There
all was. Right. No
okay,
problem.
So it's fine, right?
Yeah, it's good now. We're good now.
Back at it.
Okay. It's her boyfriend, and they want to have a sleepover, and she talked to Kristen about it first because she's not with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kristen messaged me and said, how do you feel about this? Like, and I said, I don't know about this.
Because you guys are legendary cool parents.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we're understanding and we communicate.
That's cool parents.
And we have a talk and we allow them
to. You let them smoke. You let them drink.
We don't let. We don't punish them if they do, so long as they're honest.
Which is letting them.
And we educate them.
Sure.
On it, as opposed to preventing them. Well, let's be honest. If they drank and did drugs and we grounded them for doing that, then they would just do it and not tell us and put themselves in more of a dangerous position. So that's kind of our approach on it. But we just assumed with this boy, who we've never met the parents, or at least I haven't. I don't think Kristen has either. We just kind of assumed that this boy, his parents, we've heard they're very strict. And that there's no way they would go for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of said to Kristen, well, I mean, this isn't going to happen. So we could pretty much say anything to Tyler.
So let the other parents
say no, right? Because it was supposed to be at this boy's house. Turns out they said fine. They are cool with it.
Really?
Now, the rules from that house, and I'm getting all this third hand, are A, we have to talk with the parents first. All right? B, separate bedrooms.
All right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
what's the point of a sleepover with a separate
bedroom? Well, and I said that to my daughter, like, so it's A and B. Those are the two rules. And so I was with my daughter yesterday. We were going Christmas shopping. And so I just said, I understand you want to have this sleepover. And she says, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this. So we were talking about it and we had a really frank, straight up conversation. And it was a really great conversation. And I hope that's the first kind of conversation that will lead to her ultimately, you know, because she opened up and she was trusting and she really cared to talk to me about it, which is not how she's been lately. Right? She hasn't been living with me for a while. That was her decision. She's not sure when she wants to move back in with me. But it was a really productive conversation. And it was about everything from sex and feeling pressure to make out and how far they've gone and how far she's willing to go and what the expectations would be at a sleepover, and ultimately what's the difference between you sleeping in separate beds or me just picking you up at like 1 a.m.
right?
And so it's to be determined.
What did she ultimately say the difference were?
Well, she said, I just don't want to bother you at 1 a.m. I said, Tyler, I have no problem getting out of bed and coming and picking you up. I have no problem doing that.
She has little idea of how little you have going in your life.
Yeah. And so I said, like, I'll come pick you up at 1 a.m. and I can even drive you back there for breakfast if you want. Like,
see, that's what I was going to say. Like, part of the fun of a sleepover is waking up in the morning and being with your friends.
Right.
Having breakfast, you know, fooling around in the morning.
Around in the morning, Robbie.
I don't want any fooling around, morning or night.
No, like, Robbie.
Figuratively.
Yeah.
Well, watch your words.
And then I said to Kristen, and I said, like, she's a little young to be having sleepovers with boyfriends. Like, I could see doing it in high school. And this is where the interesting question came in. She's like, I would trust it even less in high school than I would now. And I thought, no, in high school, first of all, there's going to be sex, right? You know, there's a good chance anyway. Maybe she will decide not to. That's on her. But it's more responsible, I would hope. Ninth grade, that's way too early for a sleepover. But grade 11, my girlfriend at the time, she slept over like every day.
That's because your mom thought you guys weren't doing it.
No, we weren't, though, is the thing.
Well, that's because you.
Well, she didn't want to.
Hence you.
Okay. Well, she wasn't comfortable doing it, right? But anyway, it was a great conversation with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not in favor of this idea, but given how honest and open and vulnerable she was talking with me about it, I do trust her even more now than I did before. And I've always trusted her with these decisions, but I trust it even more now.
Okay.
I trust that she would make the right decision.
Well, what is the right decision?
Well, that's on her to make the right decision. Well, but yeah, I trust that she would definitely tell us about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what she was thinking. And she said point blank, Dad, I'm not ready to have sex. And her and her boyfriend have actually both talked about that they're not ready to have sex.
That's good.
And I thought, that's a really mature conversation to have. Because I know when I was a ninth grade boy, I wouldn't have had that mature conversation. So I was really,
if you had the mature conversation, you would just tell the girl what she wanted to hear.
That's the other thing. And she has said that they have made out. And that it hasn't gone far, and that if ever she's uncomfortable, she will say that. And she has said, that's as far as I want to go. So she set boundaries with him. So given that I trust that, and I believe her, given all of that information, how do you come out on that?
I still say no.
Okay.
I do. I just don't see, I don't see the importance of a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm starting to sound like my mother, who didn't let me sleep over with guys, girls, anyone.
Yeah, you've never really jived with sleepovers anyway, right?
We tried so often. The only way we could get a sleepover in is going camping. That's what we would do. We'd go camping to get the sleepover in, and that way no one could really complain because you can't bring camping to your front yard.
Right.
It's just not the same. Although we did camp in our front yard.
We could camp in the backyard, sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what we do. I think there's no point of the sleepover with a significant other at this age. It's just there would more bad than good can happen.
Yeah,
even if she's not going to do anything, what are you doing?
I think it's the novelty of it. And Kristen brought this point up too, because even if we fully, completely trust both the boy and our daughter completely, and we're like totally comfortable with it, and we know that nothing out of their comfort zone is going to happen, and they're going to be on their best quote unquote behavior. Kristen said, but it's going to get around that she had a sleepover at her boyfriend's house, and either it might hurt her reputation, even though it's unfounded, or a lot of parents will be like, oh my God, get a load of Tyler's parents. They let her sleep over at her boyfriend's house.
It is wild at that age to even be thinking about it, to be honest. Like,
I don't know where it came from, the idea, but they brought it up.
The fact that I would never have even asked. I would never have even asked because I knew my parents' answer would have been no. So the fact that she's asking means you have given her a reason to believe that perhaps it is a yes.
I think it's because we're so comfortable talking about it and she's earned our trust.
Yeah, I don't think it's about trust, though. Like, honestly, I just think, like, what bad can happen versus what good can happen? Like, what's the good thing that can happen from the sleepover?
I don't know. Not much. I mean, they just want to have a sleepover. They want to have a slumber party, right? But they're boyfriend, girlfriend.
What good can happen any other time they hang out?
And that's the thing. If they want to make out and have sex, they're going to do it. They hang out a lot. They're going to find a way to do it.
Yeah, so then tell her no sleepover. That's just the rule. We don't feel comfortable. No.
I don't feel comfortable. But I feel more comfortable than I did after talking with her. And I think after talking with the parents, I'll feel even more comfortable. What I can understand right now, and I guess this is a to be continued, because the plan is for it to be on December 18th. I don't know why they're planning so far out.
Right.
But I
planned losing my virginity.
You did?
Did you? Yeah, it never happened. But I remember planning it with a girl who we had both planned that we were going to lose it on a certain day.
Mm-hmm.
And we had planned it months in advance. And I just knew in the back of my head, that's the day. It did not happen. We broke up before the... And they might break up before December. That's a ways away.
It's true. It is a junior high relationship.
Sure.
They've been going pretty strong for quite a while now.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think you can make whatever rule. You wouldn't have let Riley, would have you?
Sleep over at a girl's house?
Yeah.
I probably would have.
I remember this conversation with Riley.
I think he
doesn't like sleepovers, but he's never had a girlfriend. One of his best friends was a girl.
Right.
And I don't know what's up with her lately, but and we always thought they'd be great together. Chris and I were like, you should really date her. Mm-hmm. And she always had the hunky boyfriend in school. So there was nothing going on between those two. And I think that's who we wanted to sleep over with.
Right.
And I don't think it ever materialized, but we would have been comfortable with that because that relationship was purely just a friendship. But this one is a boyfriend-girlfriend situation. And
that's a tough.
And that's why it's not because one's a boy and the other's a girl. It's because this is boyfriend-girlfriend.
Sure.
So
that makes sense.
I mean, we'll talk to the parents. I just, the one thing I don't know is why these parents who are usually quite strict are so cool with it.
Because it's happening in their house.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Would I be cooler if it was at my house as opposed to
his?
See,
but here's the thing. I just can't wrap my head around it. Because all the good things about a sleepover require you to be next to each other all night long.
Stay up late, watch movies, have snacks.
Yeah, and sit there and you're talking until you can't keep your eyes open.
You fall asleep, in the same room.
So if you
room,
have to
right?
go to another room,
yeah.
It's not what is the difference of dad coming
at one? It's a stayover, not a sleepover.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not as exciting.
Well, it's the morning, too. Having breakfast, hanging out in the morning.
Yeah, but with the parents?
Not necessarily.
You're not having breakfast without the parents.
You can have some Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Watch some TV shows the next day.
See, for me, when I have my special friend sleep over, right? The first couple times she slept over, it was exciting,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it still is. I like when she sleeps over, but it was she was staying over. You knew what was going to happen. We were going to sleep over and it was going to be a nice night and we're going to wake up the next morning and it was going to be amazing because it's that next step in a relationship, in a mature adult relationship,
thinking.
Right? But it's not time for that there. So this is more of a sleepover. Like a kid's sleepover. I haven't had a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll stay at my girlfriend's house or she'll stay at my house, but that's not a sleepover. I'm staying the night. Adults stay the night.
Yeah, I think.
And there's usually sex.
I don't like, I like your daughter.
Yeah.
I think she's probably honest to them. They're telling you lies.
You think so?
Of course.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm fully trusting her on this one.
I know, but I don't know why you are either. Kids are why do you assume that she's telling you 100% what's going to happen?
Because we've created that comfort and that trust over time. Like she told us that she tried edibles. She's had no reason to hide anything from us.
But people lie even when you tell them that they shouldn't lie.
Yeah.
Even when you say hey, just tell me the truth. People will continually lie to you.
Yeah.
That does happen.
Yeah.
That happens in adulthood. That just happens when you're just hey, you can tell me the truth. And sometimes conversations are hard, therefore people don't have them.
Yeah.
So just because you're you can tell me the truth, that doesn't mean she's going to.
But right? I don't, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think adults do it for different reasons than kids do it. Kids do it because they don't want to get into trouble. But we've created that atmosphere and that comfort of not getting in trouble.
But that's not disappointment comes outside of not being in trouble.
I told her I would not be disappointed, and I just remind her that if she makes whatever decision that she makes with her her sexuality, that to be safe, to be smart, to be responsible, and to know that you can say no at any second. and to be in charge of your own decisions. Sure. Don't let somebody else influence you in any way. And saying no and at the last second is just as powerful as saying no at the very beginning.
Yes.
But you can't say no afterwards.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, so, I think that's all good. I also think she's a young kid.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily want to tell dad everything.
She doesn't grasp all of that.
I think that I never told my mom everything. I never told my dad everything. I never told anyone everything.
Well, and neither did I.
Right.
And it's part of the reason why we're so open and and encouraging them to be honest and fair with them when they are.
But I think like even workplaces have like policies where they just be honest. You won't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not always honest.
Yeah.
Because like even with that, like, hey, just tell the truth. You won't get in trouble. You still hide things for whatever reason.
Because you ultimately get in trouble.
Exactly.
They're not being honest with you when they say that.
So they might not trust you, though. You might have this really open, honest, trusting relationship. And they're like, oh, whatever. Dad's saying that.
How can he not get mad?
Dad got mad that I didn't put my dish away. Like I'm telling him about sex.
The most angry I've been at my kids recently was at Riley because he told us he got an oil change in his car, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't want to spend the money.
Okay.
But he told us he got an oil change. Like, I know. Riley, why did you just say you got an oil? Like, what the hell?
Like, would have been on his case.
Weird thing. Yeah, but just go get a damn oil change.
Ah.
Like, he actually drove around for an hour and then came home and said he got an oil change.
Sure.
Like, he actually spent the time it would take to get an oil change to not get an oil change.
Yeah, but when you were married, you would go to a fast food joint and sit in the parking lot so no one would see that you would go to a fast food joint.
That's very true.
Your wife wouldn't have ever said like, oh my God, you're eating Arby's. You're right. But you would just do it and keep the secret.
Yeah, the old shame, right?
Right?
The old drive-through parking lot shame eating.
So as much as I think you have a safe environment for her to be honest, I don't think she's going to tell you everything.
Okay.
I also don't, like, I'm not sitting here saying that she's going to do something. I don't necessarily think that.
Mm.
All I'm saying is you don't get the full picture because there's no reason to plan a sleepover for December 18th.
I know.
This far out with your boyfriend
where
you're sleeping in separate rooms and dad can't come pick you up and then drop you off.
Yeah.
That's just my take.
Robbie, you had three sisters.
Oh, my goodness.
You
must have
seen this situation at some point growing up.
I'm glad I didn't. What is the significance to December 18th?
I don't know.
Is it like a 3-month?
Oh, I you know what? I didn't even think of that.
Because
if it is, that might be
cause to celebrate.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's the day after my birthday. That's all
I
know.
It is weird that you would plan it that far out without a reason.
Yeah.
It sounds like kind of a special night.
Yeah. December 18th, or else why wouldn't it happen this weekend, next weekend, the weekend after?
Okay, I'm on that. I got to do some research on that. Why December 18th?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But I can't remember. I can't.
Never happened.
Picture my sisters having their boyfriend stay over. Until maybe high school,
late in high school after you finished.
Maybe not
high school.
Even. I did catch my Tavry's boyfriend sneaking out of her window one night.
Okay,
but I happened to be sneaking out of my window. I swear, I was sneaking out of my window. I put my arm out and I grabbed his leg, and we kind of bonded because we hated each other. But then after that, we both had this in common. So it helped us bond a bit, but they definitely...
That's scary.
Definitely snuck in.
All right. I don't know.
To be continued, how's that? There are still some conversations that have to be had.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Parenting, not easy.
Not easy. No. Not easy.
Does not sound good.
No, it is...
This is younger than I would have thought. Like, we've all joked for years that, we're going to be with you along all these big moments.
Yeah.
I thought maybe high school,
school. It's been a very challenging time with my daughter. This is just the latest challenge, but this is, you know, the reality of it. You know, the things like her not living with me, I never suspected would come. I'm living it right now and I'm trying to,
curious for you to bring this up on air. I know you can't or you don't want to. But just to see, because like whenever we talk about parenting things, I'm just always like.
No one would be in favor of this.
There would be some, but I think the majority would be against.
Yeah.
But there would be, every time we bring up anything parenting, I'm like, there's no way. And you get a couple that are like,
You get a very decent reflection of people. This is what I notice when we do talk about certain things and people take issue with some of the decisions and permissions that we have to grant ourselves or others when we just talk about it, is that they like to apply their own sensibilities to whatever decision we're taking. So if you don't trust your child, then you would say, you can't trust your child. I completely trust my children. And so I don't think I can't trust them. But one of the big ones has always been the fact
I don't mean to interrupt, but I am going to.
Okay.
You don't trust your children, or you trust them completely, but your son lies to you.
No, but I trust them with decisions like alcohol and drugs. And,
I know, but why can he lie on one thing but wouldn't lie on the other? This is what I don't understand.
I hope that because we've created an environment, a safe environment, to be honest about the big things.
But why wouldn't he be honest about the little things if he's going to be honest?
That's the weird thing about everything, Dylan. Like, that's, I mean, you have been on me for years because I would never be honest about certain decisions and choices I was making, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was because, like, I was embarrassed of them or felt shame from them, especially with all of the drinking, right? I didn't want to even own it. If I had a hard time admitting it to myself, how the hell am I going to tell others about it, right? Mm. So it's weird. We're very selective with it, but I had no problem being open and honest and telling you about all of, like my bisexual three-way. Like, I'm perfectly comfortable telling you about that.
You're telling everyone right now.
I sure am. But that's the thing. I never, like, of all the things, like, you'd get so mad. Like, just tell me you're drinking, goddammit. You'd get so angry about it.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying for your kid. Saw that. I was like, look at all the things I am telling you, man. Like, yeah. You know, these are the weird ones that you don't want to admit to yourself. So why would you admit them to others? So Riley feeling shame because he knows he should get an oil change. He knows he's been spending money and he didn't have enough money, but he knew that if he brought up that he didn't have any money, that we'd be like, well, you're eating too much McDonald's or whatever. So he decided to hide that because he regrets how he spent his money. So there was regret and shame in that decision.
If he got a girl pregnant, that might be regret and shame in that he doesn't want to tell you. Like, I'm just saying, there are going to be many conversations that, like, you're like, I fully trust them. Well, I wouldn't.
I think each one, too, is case by case, but all you can do is build an encouraging environment. And he has told me, to my knowledge, every time he's touched drugs, which haven't been many, every time he's touched alcohol, he's told me all. He told me he cut class the other day,
mm-hmm.
right? And he told me, it's funny because I got the phone call. They still do that, by the way.
Okay.
You get the phone call, the automated
phone call.
Well, I got the phone call, which is followed up by an email now. So you get a phone call and an email.
No.
And so
you can't skip.
That's
right.
Right. Well, it's so hard. Back in the day, remember when you'd get the phone call for cutting class, but you'd just pick up the home phone when it rang. And hope that you got it and your parents didn't pick up the phone.
My sisters were on the phone from the minute they got home from school till the minute,
so you could answer the other line midnight. When it rang and it was the automated
use. They would
always get it and hide
it.
But nowadays, everybody's got their own phone, so it's almost impossible to intercept that call.
Right,
plus,
right.
It's followed up with an email or a text message, whatever you choose at the beginning of the year. But Riley didn't know any of that. So he told me he cut class after I had received the phone call and email. But I didn't give him shit because he told me.
Yeah, but he told you after.
But he didn't know that I got that.
Okay.
He might have.
He must know.
He just came. He said, Dad, I got to be honest with you. I cut class. And it's the only time he's cut class because it's the only time we've ever got a call or an email.
Right.
And we get his attendance reports, right? It's the only time he's cut class. And he came and he told me. He said he just didn't have it in him. He just couldn't go to class that day. It was one class. He skipped it. He just couldn't. And I said, thank you for telling me. By the way, I already knew because they call home when you skip. And he said, they do? Oh, my God. He didn't tell his mother, though, and his mother also got the call and the email. She was pissed.
So he's selective of who he's honest with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. He knows that I'll be cool with that stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cooler with that stuff.
Oh, boy.
Right?
It's so hard. Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck with any of that.
Appreciate that.
I mean, honestly, what else do you say? I mean,
Case by case.
I guess.
Case by case.
Well, keep us posted what happens with your daughter's sleepover on December 18th at her boyfriend's house.
I know you wanted to spend... Oh, God, I got to find out why that is. I know you wanted to spend some time rattling off a list of things that your father never did for you, that you always wanted him to do.
I love my dad. I do. I think he's the greatest. But did your parents not lie to you constantly?
No, my parents lie to me.
Oh my goodness! No. Like my dad,
they would say, "Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Of course, we could do that."
Disneyland.
I was
one of them.
No,
my dad
I never
was going to say.
No, I never got that.
No, we would take you to Disneyland one day. Never.
No,
they'd say that to you and not take you.
Yes,
the one time.
One day, we're going to take you to Disneyland.
The one time I was greatly misled by my parents was when they were building the basement,
right?
And I was going to get the room in the basement.
Sure,
right? And I was so excited, and I had all these. stupid ideas. And one of them was I wanted to make a mini golf course in the basement.
Awesome.
Right? And I designed it and everything. And it was just going to be like, because when you're a kid, you don't think about resale. You don't think about that. Like a mini golf course in the basement? What's the matter with you? And they said, yeah, sure. And I did the plans. And my dad was like, yeah, we could probably do that. We never did.
No.
There was never a mini golf course in the basement. I really felt like that was going to happen.
We were going to live on an acreage, Dad told us. Mm-hmm. For years, we're moving to an acreage. Never did we.
Oh, we got the swimming pool. We were going to put a swimming pool in and we never did.
See, I'm telling you, they parents did all this of this stuff.
Instead. Oh. Yep.
I got the treehouse constantly. He was going to build me a go-kart. Never took place.
Uh-huh.
All these things Dad would say, and then he'd smoke pot
and forget.
That's what it was.
He liked the idea of it. He just didn't have the ambition for one reason or another. Yeah.
The words were always there, and I was always like, this is going to be so. And I would go to tell my friends, and that was the embarrassing part, because I'd go tell my friends, like, guess what? My dad's building me a go-kart. No, he's not. When? No, soon. He said it yesterday. He's going to build me a go-kart. And then, like, years later, like, how's your go-kart? And I'm like, oh, shit.
Aww,
right?
It was sad.
So all these things. I mean, the only thing he ever followed through was the walk-in rabbit cage that he built. And it was crazy.
That's pretty great.
We had 150 rabbits in a walk-in. Oh, like our whole backyard was like this walk-in cage. It was like a zoo.
That's pretty cool.
You had 150 rabbits?
Yeah, I think Dad got stoned one day and the building just happened. He just capped on
Why did
building.
You have 150 rabbits?
So Pat Fitzgerald lives next to us.
We often get comments, by the way, from people who who love that you remember everyone's names.
Yes. No, so
from
Pat,
your childhood.
Pat was the older kid that moved in from Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And he is much older than we were, like not in the age that we would play with him. He actually was calling the computer guy's cousin.
Okay.
Right? And so Pat Fitzgerald, Colin Fitzgerald's cousin,
mm-hmm.
he moved in next door. And I remember he had Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. I bought my very first video game from him with coins because I collected coins like before even the loonies were out. Like I would collect quarters, I would go and pick up cans, and I bought Mario Brothers from him.
You know, I had the first loony in Canada. Huh?
You did? Yes, mm-hmm. You
I don't
claim
think
this, but we don't believe it's true. The
first loony in Canada.
I don't know about that. Your story mm-hmm. doesn't check out.
I did. The day they came out, I went to the bank when it opened and I got the first loony. Now I realize that maybe other people in the out east in the earlier sure. time zones were at the bank, but as sure. far as I know, I got the first loony. Okay, I got the first loony in the city. How's that?
How about the first loony at that branch?
I definitely got the first loony at that bank.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
That's your claim to fame.
1986. Okay.
This Pat guy, though, we believe that he took my brother's Gretzky rookie card as well.
Okay.
Which we didn't see the value. Pat was older than us. He did. Anyways, Pat had a rabbit.
Okay.
My brother had a rabbit. That was my brother's rabbit. Pat had a rabbit, and they made it. We didn't know they were, like, we wanted them to hang out and be friends.
Yeah.
We didn't know that they were of different sexes.
Yeah.
So we had the girl rabbit.
Okay.
And that rabbit had rabbits. And then that rabbit had rabbits, and that rabbit had rabbits, and that had a rabbit. There was a time when we were up to 150 rabbits in our backyard.
But what were you going to do with them?
Nothing. They just kept having sex.
So you just had more and more rabbits?
Well, what do you do, right? Because vets weren't involved in our life.
Right.
Like, it was either they died or they didn't.
Yeah, I've never heard of spaying or neutering a rabbit.
Right, so they just kept on, and like, rabbits don't care, brother, sister, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbits just keep doing it.
Okay.
And so we would just keep making rabbits and making rabbits. And
that's probably how you end up with some of those rabbits with one ear up and one ear down.
I think so. But they were adorable when they're little. Like, a baby rabbit's one of the cutest things on the planet.
My dad also, it's one thing that we didn't know we had in common. My dad also bred rabbits.
See,
yeah,
right?
We had a bunch of rabbits, but he sold them to pet stores.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Dad didn't have the ambition.
Okay.
He wasn't there. But we had all these rabbits, and it was like a crazy amount of rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
And 150 of them where we ended up. And the only reason we ended up getting rid of them is because the city or the town at the time complained about how much garbage we had. We could, like, all the garbage that we had out back was all like the rabbit poop. And in a week, it was too much poop for them to take away. So we had to get rid of the rabbits.
How much poop was it?
It was incredible.
Well, I guess 150
rabbits, and they go all the time.
Yes, they do. It's just little pebbles, poop
right?
pebbles.
Yeah. And I remember like some of our daily chores, because we had a lot of them growing up, but one of our daily chores
It's like
was,
you lived on a farm, but it wasn't a farm.
Behind us was a farm.
Before I'd ever seen a picture of your childhood home,
right.
I always, just from the stories you would tell, I always just assumed you lived on an acreage.
It was, though, in a way, because in the town, we were the furthest thing outside. Like, so you know behind your house how that was all land before they started building up?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Like, just like free open land.
Yeah.
So that's what we had. So it was like we had the woods for acres behind us.
Right.
And it was like acres and acres and acres.
But now
it was
the town has grown, so it's like in the middle of town now?
Okay. Exactly. But back when we were kids, it was like we lived on an acreage because of that. So that's why I always like describe acreage-like things is because right behind us was just trees forever.
Just open space.
Right, yeah.
Right.
For the rabbits to roam.
And so we had to get rid of them because Dad got complaint letters from the city. And I just remember there just were red letters like, you cannot do this anymore. So they wouldn't take away the poop. But the things we had to do, like one of my chores, aside from the chopping of the wood every day and making sure that there's wood to heat the home, was that we had to go to the local IGA and bin hop.
Right. Lived 200 years ago.
I know, it's wild.
So bin hop at the local IGA.
We'd go to the local IGA and we'd bin hop to get enough food for all these rabbits because we couldn't afford all the food. That
of course
it was,
not, no.
Right? And so every day, like, because I was the littlest, they'd throw me into the bin. And then I would go through all like the scraps.
Right, because there's still good food in there.
Oh, tons of good food. Like we'd eat half of it. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you used to say, yeah.
Like if I would bring out the good stuff, Dad would be like, I ain't going to the rabbits. Would end up for us.
Yeah.
That all came from Uncle Bill. But like, so yeah, we had all these rabbits. That's the one thing Dad did come through on is this wild cage in the backyard like a zoo.
Can I ask what ended up happening to the rabbits? Or is it a sad ending?
Yeah,
is it,
probably. Okay. All right. I imagine. I don't know. I think he took them to a farm, but I don't know if the farmer ate them or
whatever. Oh, yeah, my parents took my dog to a farm, too.
Right. No, but we knew guys with farms, so I think they did go to a farm.
There was an actual farm?
Yeah, but here's the thing is the guy never had a rabbit cage. So I think he brought them to the farm and it was like free for all.
Let them run around.
Right? Like I think they became wild rabbits.
Well, coyotes would probably walk around that farm quite easily.
Right? I think that's what ended up happening the most. I think it was ultimately rabbit food.
Okay.
Or coyote food.
So your dad came through on a rabbit cage.
But that's it. But I mean, I'm telling you, so many things that I thought would have been like happening. There were just lie after lie after lie from Dad. Because I thought treehouse is going to happen. I thought we're going to go to Disney.
I wouldn't call those lies, though.
Yeah, but when you tell a kid,
yeah,
kids believe these things.
Yes.
Like when Dad says we're going, like, we're going to go to, I have no reason to think we're not. Like, I don't have the logic to go like, oh, we didn't have money. That's why we didn't go.
Right.
Like, we as a family never went on a plane once.
You would rather have them been honest and said, we just can't afford to take you guys anywhere.
I would have liked that because I always thought these things.
No, they don't want to worry you. I would never, you know.
Yes. Just, then don't tell me that we're going to do it.
Mm. Yeah, it's a little sad, but.
Like the go-kart that never happened. Imagine not having a go-kart as a kid thinking you're going to get one.
Yeah.
And I was big into racing too. Jacques Villeneuve. He was my man.
Mm-hmm. Jacques Villeneuve.
He was in the player car and I used to thought Dad was going to make me a player car.
Mm-hmm.
Dad wasn't going to make me anything. He once brought a steering wheel home from the dump. He handed
got
it to
some
me.
Parts.
He says, there's your go-kart.
That's
you
all
do
it
the
was.
Rest.
I have a picture. It's the saddest picture ever. I'll get my mom to send it to me and we'll post it. It is me and my brother inside of our makeshift go-kart that have old tires, like, you know, when you'd switch out your winter tires,
yeah.
It has old tires leaned up against pieces of wood and a steering wheel on like one stick. And I'm just driving my go-kart. It's the saddest picture of all time. It just represents what we didn't have. But at the time, I really thought it was a reality.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Robbie, you kind of hurt my feelings yesterday, and I don't know if that was your intention. I'm assuming it wasn't your intention. But I laughed too because it's funny.
Oh,
so I shouldn't say my feelings were hurt, but it was just kind of funny enough because I was just like, oh, okay, well, screw him. So I texted Robbie yesterday and I asked him if he could help me with an idea that I have because I've got this Christmas party comedy show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a handful, just by coincidence, I know a handful of people that work there, and it's for a doctor's clinic. And so I was writing some stuff yesterday, and I got this idea that I thought, for fun, it would be neat to do "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" parody about the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just something fun for the staff, right?
Right.
And I thought, I messaged Robbie and I said, hey, you're good at this kind of stuff. Like Ryan, you know, he writes all our songs. And,
sure.
And I thought, Robbie, you mind? I'm not great at that kind of thing, but would you help me do it? And he said, yeah, sure. So, and then I sent him what I had so far. Okay.
Was it brutal,
and,
Robbie?
And I liked it. Well, okay. So I and I'm not going to read what I'd sent, but I'd sent it, like I'd got about five stanzas into "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" and I sent it to him. And then he said, sweet. I can help tweak it so it flows better.
Yes.
That was his response. So I said, well, thank you. screw you. I was like, oh, Robbie like this. He's trying to help. I'm proud of this. And I said, he's like, yeah, I can tweak all that and make it a whole lot better. No problem.
Well, it's a good start. Yeah. It's just, I don't imagine you need help with the content of it. You just need help.
Yes. No, I do.
With the flow of it.
I do. It was just.
There's some clunkiness.
I didn't think it was clunky at all.
No.
Too many words. You got to be more concise in some spots.
There you go. See?
He's just trying to help.
He's helping me out, and it'll be great, and I appreciate it. I just thought it was funny when I sent it to him, and he's like, yeah, I'll make that good.
I've done this before to friends where I'll send them something that I'm proud of, but he's like, hey, give me your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
And they'll rewrite the entire thing and send it back.
Yep.
And be like, well, no, I liked what I wrote.
Exactly.
Guess you didn't. Thank you.
Yep.
No, I didn't mean disrespect. I know you do need some help with the flow of it. That's all. I know.
Yeah. He's doubling down. It sucked.
Another toilet for you today. Another day, another toilet. Dylan's getting another new toilet. Here. What's going on here? You said you're happy because you're finally going to achieve what you've wanted for your guests.
Well, I'm hoping so. This is the main floor toilet. We brought this up maybe a year or 2 years ago when we had the argument of where would be the place to put your best toilet in the house.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it ended up winning out that it wasn't the main floor.
Yeah, it's in
most
your
people
own
said
bathroom.
Like the one that you would use the most is the toilet you should have the most. Yeah. And I was arguing at the time that your guests should have the best toilet because you don't want them to go through the embarrassment and the shame that comes with having to either A, ask for a plunger, or B, listen to you plunge on the main floor right outside of where everyone's sitting.
Right, of course. It's a very awkward spot to be in when you need a plunger at somebody else's house.
So ultimately, I replaced the one upstairs, and now I finally can afford to replace the one on the main floor.
Right.
And today I'm getting another avalanche!
The avalanche. No one will ever need to ask for a plunger again.
That's my hope. And so I'm very excited about another toilet being installed in my house. This is all of them now. All of them have been upgraded to toilets that can flush.
Mm-hmm.
Can't they all?
No, they can't, Robbie. There are toilets just have such little water flow, and I really think it makes a difference.
That's the
number one reason why you don't poop at someone's house is because you can't trust the flush.
Robbie, you know I've got on that main floor bathroom when you were living with me, right? That is a bad toilet. It's got a small poop hole. It does. I said, Robbie, if you're going to go to the bathroom, don't use that toilet. The poop hole's too small. Like when I have to go, because you know, I've got all these GI issues, right? When I really have to go and I'm like, oh God, am I going to make it home? And I get in the house and I get in the garage and I have to go upstairs because I know it's going to be a problem if I go in the bathroom that's right next to the garage door.
See?
And if I go in that bathroom, I'm going to have to.
Sounds to me like you need an avalanche.
I need an avalanche, but I don't. And because that is a designer toilet that wasn't designed for what it should be, which is getting rid of human waste.
That's the thing.
It was designed for aesthetic appeal, and it can't handle anything beyond pee.
Uh-huh.
And I hate that toilet.
Yes.
And I said to I don't know if you ended up using it?
Well, yeah, and you did tell me a couple times, like, hey, you know, go in the
basement. It's like this, Dylan. Like, you couldn't even flush a goldfish down that thing.
But that one has, correct me if I'm wrong, the double flush feature. You can hit the big button or the little button.
I press the both buttons every time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything, though.
It should.
Low water flow. I hate it. So I agree with you. You should have a better toilet. I should get a better toilet in that room.
And that's the one that people would use if they're visiting your house.
Yes.
So make them comfortable is what I thought. And that's what today's about, making other people comfortable.
Look at you, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm a hero, really.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm getting
recognized
enough.
A martyr for the cause.
Yes,
thank you,
absolutely.
Dylan.
Absolutely. I really believe that now when you guys visit my house, you can use the main floor toilet.
The avalanche.
Yes. And not have to work. You won't have to worry at all. It's going to do everything it needs to.
I never did.
Yeah, you never used the main floor toilet, probably.
I have.
Pooped?
Maybe not.
There you go.
Maybe not pooped.
I've pooped in that toilet.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's the one next to the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of peeing, never pooping.
Yeah. You have?
Yeah.
No problem flushing?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, because you're a three square kind of guy. That's the difference, too.
Yeah.
I imagine you don't run into many problems many places.
My main floor, but the problem I run into is not.
Yeah, it's normally in your car.
Yeah, that's the, the disposal isn't usually a problem.
So I'm pretty pumped about that. Plus, I'm getting things snaked out today. It's a big day in plumbing for me.
I thought of something.
Yeah.
When you said that you were having a plumber come over and he was going to snake all your pipes and all of that and just get everything in working order because you think you've got a clog, to which Robbie off the air admitted he once flushed a transformer down the toilet.
I did.
It's the worst, Rob.
It was a huge deal in our house.
How big was the transformer?
I remember it getting stuck. I just have a vision of seeing its head, and it just was stuck
just
in there.
Seen its head,
and the water just came pouring out. It stands out to me as the time I got in trouble.
Yes.
I once flushed a Star Wars figurine down the toilet. I was staying at my grandmother's house
on purpose.
I, I brought all my Star Wars figurines, and I was staying in their spare room, and I set them all up on this on the dresser, right? Mm-hmm. I stood up all my Star Wars figurines. And at night, there's one guy from Star Wars you wouldn't know, but his name was Hammerhead.
Is it Chewbacca?
No, it was Hammerhead. And he started to really scare me in the middle of the night because I was in this foreign place and my grandparents all by myself.
Yeah.
And there's Hammerhead just looking at me at night and just staring at me. Go ahead, Google what Hammerhead Star Wars figure.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Hammerhead.
And you imagine this guy looking at you at the middle of the night, okay? If you're listening along with this, go ahead. Look for an image of Hammerhead Star Wars figure.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So what that thing?
Yeah. Right?
That would be scary at this age.
He didn't have a big role in Star Wars. He was just in the alien cantina. But he
looks like E.T., but backwards.
Yeah, he's just staring at me.
He does have those eyes.
And he was freaking me out, right? And this little kid in my grandma's spare room, and he's just staring at me. So I got super freaked out and scared. So I just, in the middle of the night, I just got up and I flushed him down the toilet.
And it went all the way down?
I don't know. I don't know what ended up happening.
Such a weird thing to do.
I couldn't have him in the room anymore looking at me. He's scary looking,
Avalanche,
right?
Avalanche would have taken it right to the city.
Avalanche would have taken him right
really?
Down, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
It scared the hell out of me.
Hammerhead. Jeez.
I think I've just written down and decided that maybe one day on the live radio show. So what did you flush down your toilet?
We'll
play that game.
I remember my sister did a banana once. Uh-huh. She got in major trouble.
Yeah, my brother did an apple.
See?
Mm-hmm.
This is a contest that's awesome.
Okay.
What did you flush?
So that'll come. So what'd you flush
I'll talk
down
to the snake guy today that's
okay.
coming.
Yeah.
I'll see what kind of things he's had to snake out.
Yeah, do your research.
I will.
But I thought of this idea yesterday. And because Big Mike, I'm assuming, is the guy that's coming to install your toilet.
I love Big Mike.
So Big Mike is a name that we throw around here from time to time because he's kind of like our show handyman. We met him at a Santa Cinema a long time ago, and we've just been kind of friends with him. And anytime we need something, he's the handiest man we know.
Yes.
He's probably one of the handiest men on the planet.
Yeah.
And in fact, did he not win Beaumont's Neighbor of the Year Award just because he's so kind and likes to help people out?
Yeah.
So you'll call him in the middle of anything and he'll just drop whatever he's doing and come to your house, Dylan.
Yes.
Like when you were trying to hang a picture or something.
He's come for so many things that his wife, I don't think, likes me anymore.
Yeah.
Because he'll drop anything and come and help me out. He's that great of a guy.
All the way from Beaumont to your house in close to St. Albert. Yeah.
All the time. And he's just such a, like, he just is the best.
And Robbie, he's installed an air conditioner for you and given you a refurbished stove. And
He's been awesome.
So he's like our show handyman.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I was thinking, what a great a job would this be? So you know the phenomenon right now is Go Clean Co.
Yep.
On Instagram, which, by the way,
just unfollowed me, FYI.
Why would they unfollow you?
That's what I would like to know. I was pretty hurt by that.
Well, they were cleaning up their following. They were following. Yeah. Right?
It was a big feather in my cap to have them follow me.
Leanne has a friend. Leanne's our program director here. She has a friend who got Go Clean Co. in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she said it was $800.
Whoa.
Five of them showed up.
Wow.
They were there the whole day.
Wow. Wow.
And she said it was worth every penny, how clean her house was after.
It does look amazing.
Because it's not like just getting a housekeeper to come and, you know, do the regular, you know, weekly house clean. Yeah. They clean everything.
Right, like your vents, inside your vents,
everything. And she said it was like money well spent. But anyway, so that's a big trend, right? Go Clean Co. They come and they do a full-on cleaning of your house.
Yeah.
There's also, what's her name?
The folding lady?
The folding lady. So she's in the UK just teaching you how to fold on Instagram.
Who are you thinking? Marie Kondo.
But there's, Marie Kondo's a good example.
I'm just guessing things. I don't know what you're even getting to.
Declutter your house. There's a lady that comes in and declutters your house by giving you new storage containers, those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I really grabbed hold of these Instagram accounts, especially during the pandemic, right? Like, Robbie, you see all the bins I have in my house. Like, everything's got to be organized, right?
Everything has a spot.
I've got an egg container in my fridge. And then I've got a backup egg container in my side fridge that I also keep full.
Right.
All those containers always have to be full of eggs.
Sure. It's weird.
I can't just leave them in the carton. I have to fill these eggs.
Is a container for eggs.
Exactly. I don't know why I do it, but that's the thing. Anyway, so I was thinking about this idea. Tell me if this is a good business plan. So you take Go Clean Co.
Yeah.
Right? And you incorporate that with a guy like Mike who comes to your house and he looks at every square inch of your house, the mechanical side of things, right?
So like an inspector midway through your house, not just when you buy it.
He repairs or upgrades everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Because the reason I was thinking of this is I need to re-caulk my kitchen tiles.
Yes.
And I'm terrible at that. Mm-hmm. That is a hard job. I don't know why. Some people are good at it.
You
know,
it is. I understand.
Like, it's messy and I'm terrible at it and it's gloopy. But like, I thought, you know what? I bet you there's somebody that doesn't. Like, my ex-wife has no idea that you need to re-caulk your tiles or your tub, right? She just doesn't know. She would go 40 years in a house and never re-caulk anything.
I think a lot of people might.
Right? Mm-hmm. But you hire this person to come and they clean, like go clean coat wood and repair everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
That
I love it.
Is a great idea.
They start in like one corner of your house and work their way all the way through your house, fixing.
They rewire things that need rewiring.
Every single thing. You've got a, have a cracked switch plate or something. But sure. They fix the switch plate. And then you can put in requests. They give you estimates. How much do you want done? Do you want to do that? Oh, your dryer vent hasn't been cleaned. They clean out your dryer. All the little things that you don't think of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As a homeowner.
That's good.
That they would come and
do.
Good. And all the little things that you should probably do yourself, you wouldn't hire somebody to come and do, but when you add them all up,
yep,
then and they spend it. The whole day there.
They're on your furnace, they're making jobs. Sure your hot water tank's all working.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in.
Oh, I need that badly.
Wouldn't that be a great job?
And Mike would be perfect for it, but he's so busy with everything. He always tells me, he's like, don't give my name out.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone to call me.
Really?
He always says that because he's so busy all the time.
Like, I've got a picture frame. That always is off by 1 degree.
Yeah.
I can't get it straight.
He'd tape it.
But I've already put the hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm. And Mike could fix that in a second.
Perfectly symmetrical with the other pictures on that wall. Right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to move it in any way. But it always just tilts a little bit. Drives me insane.
He'd probably get a little weight, put it on one side.
You see?
Oh, he's so good.
Somebody to come and fix
what
that.
What does he do? What is his actual job? Because he's always
HVAC.
He's heating, at Rep H.
Rep H. So
if you need heating, vacuums,
refrigeration.
That's what I always thought. I always thought heating and that was heating and vacuums.
Heating,
HVAC.
Ventilation.
No. It's refrigeration, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC.
There you go.
Right,
he's
he's like a Renaissance man when it comes to handy repairs.
Yeah,
right.
He's the best.
And how great would it be somebody to come and just do the little odd jobs? Right.
Yeah.
Not like a honey-do list, like oh, could you paint this wall? But just hey, take a look at my house and tell me what isn't working properly or what needs to be maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess a home inspection person would come and tell you
exactly. So it would be like that, but yeah, getting it done.
Yeah.
Because you only get the home inspection when you buy it.
Yes.
And like, you're just as shocked as the person. Like, I remember I was selling a house recently, and when the home inspector came, they said this, this, and this. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
I had no idea I was living like
that. I
guess
I'm going to have to fix that.
Yes.
But a home inspection would be more just like the legal stuff.
Well, they make sure of everything. Stuff. They make sure like the plumbing's right. They make sure that everything flushes, everything flows, everything.
I think Mike would do like, look at the, you gave me the dishwasher, and it came with little face plates and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not done yet. You know, like that would have to go on. Like, a tap doesn't have a screw that's fitting right.
Right.
This necessarily wouldn't be a like inspection thing.
Yeah. Like I've got that, you know, you pull that thing behind your faucet in the bathroom and the thing goes down.
Right? Doesn't work.
Mine doesn't go down.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, this part, the service comes, there you go.
Yeah, but just to do the one thing, not worth it. Do my whole house.
Exactly. Oh,
right. And you know what? And Mike has, using Mike as an example, but to explain things that I have attached to my furnace.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know I had a humidifier. And he's like, oh, you don't even have this on. I didn't even know what it did.
Right. Yeah.
I'm really useless at that stuff.
And you need someone honest.
You need somebody that is it. Yes. Absolutely. Right? That's not going to try
and screw
you.
That's what I love most about Mike.
Yeah.
Is the honesty. When he'll just say it as it is. Yeah. And he'll be honest about it. Like, and the things he thinks of are wild. We were talking shingles, him and I, the other night because he was over.
Uh-huh.
But this is like wild.
Shingle chat, yeah.
No, but like how wild his brain works in this department. And mine just doesn't. But like, he was talking about like what he did on his house to save the fact that his shingles won't need to be replaced as often is most of us have like an upper house or like an upper roof and then the lower roof and the eaves troughs then put down to the lower roof and it's like a little river that keeps flowing.
A waterfall.
Yeah.
So he put actual piping in and he said it costs like $3 or $5 or whatever, but he put a pipe from the top one to the bottom one.
So that it doesn't run on the shingles.
Right.
Yeah.
And he says, so this will just prevent
the wear and tear and erosion.
I would never in a million years have even thought of something like that.
If I could do one thing differently in my life.
Yeah.
It would have been listen to my dad.
Okay.
And take notes.
Of all the things he knew?
Of just not getting dad to do things for me.
Right.
Or to just do things. I just never wanted to help. Like, who wants to help do chores around the house? But man, I would have learned a lot more had I actually participated in that. Because my dad's that kind of guy. He knows how everything works.
Sure.
Huh? I know how nothing works. Nothing.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't even explain to you how my dishwasher works. I press the button. And if it doesn't wash the dishes, I call a person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
I could just be pressing the wrong button.
It's amazing how dumb we are. I know. Because like if tomorrow you were to take away a dishwasher and all dishwashers were gone and nobody knew that dishwashers existed except for you, Pepper.
Yeah.
Could you ever rebuild one?
Or never. Even like,
there's not a chance.
No.
Not even like a light bulb.
Right. Like nothing.
Anything.
If it went away, it's gone forever, guys.
I don't know. Remember, Robbie, you had to help me hang a light in my kitchen. I got rid of the old one because I didn't know how to replace the bulbs.
That's right. The whole fixture.
We got rid of the whole light fixture because I couldn't get the bulbs out.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Like, in my defense, they were tricky bulbs.
Yeah, but how tricky?
But I didn't know how to get them out.
Replace the fixture.
I'd had the light in the house when I moved in 10 years ago, and finally the bulbs burnt out. And I'm like, I don't know how to get these out.
Yeah.
So I just bought a whole new light.
He really did.
I can see it happening, though. I could definitely see that this would happen regularly.
You need somebody that can do that.
I like your idea.
Right? One service cleans, the other service fixes all the little tiny things that you don't notice.
Yeah, your house is like brand new at the end of it.
Yep.
Whatever, pay $1,500. Here, brand new house. Boom, done.
Really, all I'm looking for is somebody to caulk my tiles, to be honest with you. And that's how I got on to
Big
that
Mike,
idea.
No problem.
I know.
Yeah, do it in 2 minutes. Yeah. He's a brilliant. Mm. He's a brilliant caulk artist. He really is.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
No, but he is. He's wonderful at it.
Okay.
All right.
This is really, I don't know.
On his business card. It should. His business card would be too big. Can do everything. It's an amazing
guy. A good spot here to just cycle back to the live show and say that Home for the Holidays begins next week, so we'll start to have to read everybody's pleas for a trip home for the holidays. That's courtesy of Give Back Contracting.
Yeah, good dudes. Good dudes.
They might be guys that would be interested in doing something like this, right?
They're
handy dandy dudes.
They do love to. They honestly do love giving back.
Yeah, well, it's part of it's in their kind of business model, right?
Yeah,
to give back. So they're paying for trips home for the holidays next week, so you can enter at kiss917.com. Always a hard time of year, and a time-consuming time of year for us because we get so many entries and we read so many stories from people, and some of them are just soul-crushingly sad.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that now that we're, you know, traveling a little more safely, that people who haven't gotten to see family members since pre-COVID, I'm imagining some of these stories will be even more heart-wrenching.
Right.
People who haven't seen each other, you know, for the better part of 2 years, who may have died in that time, and the need to get home,
or I'm sure we'll get like celebrations of life from people who have passed and they weren't there for a funeral,
right?
Couldn't visit them in the hospital, like those kind of things.
So those entries are coming in, and we'll start to give away those trips next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important for anybody that wants to get home for the holidays, wherever home might be.
Yeah.
As long as we can do it within, I think there's some obvious COVID travel restrictions that we have to apply to this contest this year, but.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Enter to do that.
And then we're going to start planning, just so you know, for a little Santa Cinema at-home version. We've got a couple text messages as of late asking if
we're going ahead with the at-home version of Santa Cinema again this year.
Yeah. Well, there's some things that we still need to work out, but it will be, I believe, it's on your birthday.
December 17th?
I believe that's the night you'll want to keep
the night before my daughter's big sex fest.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Right?
Yeah.
Organizing a big orgy at her boyfriend's house.
No, it's not that. That's not what's happening.
How did the home version of Santa Cinema go last year? I was at rehab last year during Santa Cinema.
It was fun, but not like it wasn't as good as in person. Obviously,
no, of course.
But people did latch on and had fun.
Yeah, I think
there's a lot of people.
It gives you a great excuse to be together with the family. Robbie and I jumped on Instagram Live. Everyone kind of starts it at the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it did feel cool.
It's just, we did, because we're all on Instagram together. We're kind of Instagramming along together. It felt like we were together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, when I was at rehab, I was kind of following along on Instagram.
Right.
I couldn't get home alone on the TV there.
Sure.
But I was following along, and a lot of people were actively watching Home Alone.
Yeah.
While at the same time. So I think.
I mean, we're all going to watch one of the, whatever movie we pick, we're all going to watch it this season.
Yeah.
It'll be great if we can all watch it together. It was cool to see the pictures, and it does make you feel like you're all together.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was neat. I thought it was good. It's obviously not as good as it, but like I don't want to lose the we came up with Home for the Holidays. We came up with Santa Cinema, And if we don't do it for like 2 years, we'll lose the whole title of it. People will forget about it.
It was one of the most popular things we were doing.
Right. So we just got to keep it on top of everyone's mind until we're allowed to kick down theater doors again.
I would assume, hopefully, that would be next year. But
right.
If anything over the past calendar year has taught us anything, you never know what the hell's going to happen. Because 1 year ago, I was this close to dead.
Right.
So things can change in a hurry.
See, and the one thing that we learned from doing it last year is even when we bring back the live in a theater version, we will still do the at-home version as well so we can include more people. So people wouldn't be able to get on the guest list. People couldn't make it. It would be super fun for us at the theater to go on Instagram Live or Facebook Live real quickly and bring everybody in. So even if you don't get in, you don't get a seat, maybe you can't make it, couldn't get a sitter, whatever the case might be, we can still all watch the movie together. So I don't know. I think it'll be fun. December 17th is what it's looking like as of right now.
December is always a fun month on our show, and it has been since we started doing it because you were the king of Christmas, right?
Love remember? It.
So we'd always do a bunch of fun things. I'm assuming that the Christmas gift exchange will be off for another year. We can't do that this year, unfortunately, because we've got, you know, still a few restrictions apply that are company mandated here.
There's no way we could do like a circle of cars out there.
I don't know how we do it.
And then just have Robbie pass from car to car. There's no way we can make it happen.
That Christmas gift exchange is always a fun day. It's our final show before the holidays, and we did have fun doing it. Maybe we could do some sort
could
of
could you just imagine with Robbie in a microphone? Just picture it with me. Yeah. Close your eyes.
Okay, talk me through it here. Right?
Out in the parking lot, there it is, Robbie with the microphone in a circle of cars, all the headlights pointing to Robbie.
Uh-huh.
And then Robbie just goes from car to car to car to car, picks their present up from them. It could be contact free.
Yeah.
They could leave it like in their trunk, and Robbie goes, opens up your trunk, grabs your present. Robbie unwraps it, goes to the next person. Do you want this? I don't know. There's something maybe there.
Okay.
That could happen with COVID, don't you think? Maybe.
Not opposed to it.
Everyone's got masks on. Nobody actually interacts with each other. No one enters the building. Microphones are outside. Could it happen? Maybe no.
That's something.
It's just something right now, but it could be actually happening if we think about it long enough.
Okay. Those are always fun days.
Yep.
Right? We get 10 cars lined on one side, 10 cars lined on the other side.
Okay.
20 people here.
Minus 28 degrees outside.
Ah, Robbie likes the cold. He slept in the cold.
I don't mind the cold.
Okay.
Bring that sleeping bag that goes to minus 30.
It does. It's got a hood on it.
See? Hood's on it.
Okay.
A hood on the bag.
All right. So it looks like we're saving Christmas then.
We could potentially.
A at-home version of Santa Cinema and a parking lot version of the Pepper and Dylan Christmas gift exchange.
Well, here, I'm going to ask you this question. Close your eyes.
Okay.
No gift exchange or a parking lot gift exchange?
Parking lot gift exchange.
It does seem neat.
Why are my eyes closed for that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I like that I have the power to close your eyes. It makes me feel important.
Okay. It is going to be a busy month leading up.
Wouldn't it be fun though, Robbie?
It would be awesome.
Well, if you're on board and
Pepper, of course I'm on
board.
Are
you on board?
Hang on, let me close my eyes.
Yes.
I'm on board.
Now open them. I controlled them again. Yes, it would be neat. I don't know if we'll be allowed, but I think we should.
Okay.
I think we really should try it. If we were allowed to throw things off a roof, why can't we throw presents to a car?
It's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great point that you have.
Yeah,
I like it.
Have you heard back from Connor McDavid's girlfriend, Robbie?
Let me check. I don't think so.
What are the odds of that? Are they not very good?
100%.
1 in 400.
Really?
No, Robbie. 100% she'll come on. This is her business.
Not 100%.
Why would she not want to do this?
Because she doesn't need the promotion.
It's true.
Okay.
She doesn't need us.
She doesn't need the promotion.
Well, and you know what? We don't need her either.
So how do we talk to Connor McDavid's girlfriend, who is an architect, I'm assuming, or something like that?
She's in design.
Okay, she designed their house, and you can see it. We've got it on our KISS Facebook page as Connor McDavid gives a tour of his new house. How do we talk to Connor McDavid's girlfriend, but not talk to her about being Connor McDavid's girlfriend?
I don't care that she's Connor McDavid's girlfriend.
You're not the least bit curious about anything Connor McDavid related?
I would like to know a little bit about the gym she made in their house.
Okay, but was the promise, Robbie, that we won't bring up Connor McDavid?
I didn't say that specifically.
Is that the challenge, that we don't bring up Connor McDavid?
I think as a respect to her and what she does and how good she is at design, that we don't sit there and talk about her hockey playing boyfriend.
I don't think we have to talk about him the whole time.
I don't think
isn't that kind of, wouldn't that be a...
What do you want to ask?
I don't know.
Because I think we should talk to her about what she's been doing. You can introduce her as...
If I'm Connor McDavid's girlfriend, I would rather be introduced as my name and then talk about Connor McDavid than saying, this is Connor McDavid's girlfriend. Let's talk about everything that
isn't
Connor.
We're going to say her name.
I don't know her name.
Something Kyle, isn't it Kyle something?
Kyle McDavid?
No.
Her last name is Kyle. Lauren Kyle?
Lauren Kyle's her name?
Yeah. See, no one, it's not top of mind awareness right now because she hasn't been on our show.
That's right.
Now, is she local?
Yeah, she lives with
them. Edmonton?
No, she's from Toronto, maybe.
Oh, okay.
She's from out east.
Okay, so.
But she lives in the house with him, Robbie.
Oh, yeah, and it's such a gorgeous house.
Well, I have to mention to her that her husband or her boyfriend is partly to blame for my car accident.
You can say that.
Okay, I can talk to her about that.
Yeah. But then,
Connor McDavid and Robbie the intern. Those two people owe me some money for my car accident yesterday.
I understand that you think that, but you're wrong.
I was sending Robbie a podcast on Connor McDavid because I know how much he likes it. If Connor McDavid wasn't involved, if Robbie didn't exist, Connor McDavid didn't exist, I wouldn't have gotten in that car accident
it's
yesterday.
True. Yeah. Right? Or if you didn't text while driving.
Wasn't texting. Well, I was because I said, hey, Robbie, I think you might like this.
That's a text while drive.
But I was stopped at a red light.
It's even dumber that you hit someone.
I just wasn't paying attention and I moved forward.
That's not stopped.
I have a button that makes you stop.
Yeah.
And then keeps you stopped.
Yeah.
And I didn't have that button on.
Is it called your brake? Because I have that button too.
No, it's a button. You press the brake.
What kind of car has a button? What is that?
I don't know. It's got an A with a circle around it. I don't know what that means. But it's you press this button, and then every time you press the brakes, right? You stop at a red light, let's say. Right?
So did the button break?
It just doesn't move forward. But you have to press the button. To activate it when you start your car. So
you have a button that you don't press, nor are you putting
your brake. I hadn't pressed it, but I thought I pressed it, and then I ran into a guy.
That's not
because of Connor McDavid and Robbie.
That's, of course.
It's all their fault.
Our bads. Take the blame.
Yeah.
Our bads.
I'll get an estimate and let you know.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right.
And just to touch back on Christmas,
doing this parking lot thing, Robbie? Because I think it'd be really neat if everyone was in the parking lot.
We can definitely do that, Dylan.
Yeah.
And I do have a song coming.
When is it?
Soon.
Do you have any teasing yet?
I mean, we could.
Right now?
It's just, we're doing the top 25 list right now.
Yes.
And it's just so hard because I'm hearing all these great songs. And it's so hard to compete with them.
Robbie, it would be a great time to tease the song right now. A little teaser of it would be
like
amazing.
A little bit of the beat?
Yes.
I have a bit of the beat. Yeah,
Pepper, is that something you'd be interested in?
It is something I'd be
close
interested in.
Close your eyes.
Do you have it on your... Okay.
Robbie!
No, I can add it in after.
You don't have it with you on that computer right now?
Yeah, you have it with you.
You know what? I could play a little bit.
Okay, I've got you up here if you want.
Why wouldn't you play a little bit? Why are you making a fake beat noise?
Okay,
your eyes aren't closed, Pepper.
Oh, sorry.
The beat's coming.
I have a bit of the hook done. Because this is just in the works, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plan is to have it done for December
1st. Oh, I can't wait. Okay. This is so exciting.
One week away, maybe. Okay. Do you guys want to hear?
Yeah, this will be a special thing that only the After Show Show listeners can listen to.
Sneak peek.
This will be the hook, though. This will be a lot of the song.
I know, but what we could do on the live show is we won't play this, but we'll send them to the After Show Show.
Well, this will be the code for everybody that's still listening to this After Show Show, okay? This will be the code. So what is the name of the song, Robbie?
It's called Breaking Bread.
Breaking Bread. Okay, so that's what we're going to, that's what the code is now. So you listen to this After Show Show, and we love you for it, and you take a screenshot of it, or a picture of you listening to the After Show Show and with the words breaking bread. That's all it
breaking needs. With an apostrophe.
Breaking
after.
Apostrophe bread.
There
okay?
You go.
This is
put
neat.
That on there breaking and bread. Then only those who listen to the After Show Show know what that means. So,
this
without
good.
Further ado, is it ready, Robbie?
Yes, not to be confused with baking bread.
Okay. No.
This is breaking bread.
How about
break in?
Bread?
I thought it was break in bread.
Breaking.
Breaking.
Breaking bread.
Breaking bread.
Let's hear it.
Here it is. Right. A little sneak peek. Robbie's Christmas song.
Breaking bread, breaking bread, breaking bread with you. The Christmas wish that I want to come true. I hope Santa Claus follows through, 'cause all I wanna do is break bread with you.
Oh, I like it.
That's all we got so far.
Whoa. It's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, that's great,
got 10 seconds.
Oh, it's gonna be so much fun.
I love the beat. So after finding that beat, I figured we should do something.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay.
So in about a week.
Were your eyes closed for that?
Darn it. Robbie, can you play it again?
One more
darn
time. His eyes were
one
open.
One more time?
Yeah.
Darn it. Okay, my eyes are
I'm
closed
I'm watching
now.
Your eyes.
Okay,
don't
you tell me
think.
When I can open them, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, because you're in control of my eyes.
Yes, I know I am.
Okay.
They're closed right now.
Right?
Robbie, go ahead.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Keep them closed. Hot? I'm watching your eyes.
No peeking.
Breaking bread, breaking bread with you. The Christmas wish that I want to come true. I hope Santa Claus follows through, 'cause all I wanna do is break bread with you.
Oh, you can open them now.
Okay.
That's so good,
that
Robbie.
Sound you like fun, Rob. Yeah,
I got tingles in the back of my neck.
See, I'm glad you like
this. This is why he should write my Twas the Night Before Christmas comedy thing.
Anything's better than what you did.
It was pretty good, Robbie.
It's good. Your flow is crap.
Your concept, everything is good. I understand what you're trying to do. I can help you with the flow. That's all.
Twas the Night Before Christmas. And at Grandin Clinic,
already
the done. Waiting room was full of internet COVID cynics.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah,
fine.
Not bad.
All right. Jolene and Becca were getting ready to close and turn the lights dark.
Too much.
Nah, way too wordy.
Well, the last three appointments were in the lot, still looking for a place to park. See, because it's got shitty
too
parking.
Wordy. No.
It's shitty parking
it's
at Grandin
really
Clinic.
A lot of words.
It's funny.
Close your eyes.
All right.
I'm done with this.
I got your back on that, buddy.
He'll help you.
It's good.
He'll help you.
I don't want his help.
Okay.
when do you have to have it done by? Because I have this song to make.
December 17th is the Christmas party.
On your birthday?
Yeah, on my birthday.
But that's when we have to have a cinema.
No, it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ew.
I'll be done. Yeah, I know. It's weird. But it's their Christmas party.
Good for them.
The thing.
They hired you.
I like the sound of that song, Robbie.
So I'm good. Glad you guys like
it. So wait, we're not going to play a sneak peek of that on the air?
Can't. Not at least let it.
Aw, man. But that's so fun sounding. People will love that.
Of course, but we push
them
here.
At least not for tomorrow then. How about?
We push them here for the rest of the week.
Okay.
And then, hey, did you check out the podcast? Because
okay.
There's a
okay.
little sample.
All right. Yep, fair enough.
And then on Monday, we can play it on the radio.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Cool.
Open your eyes on the way home.
Okay.
I don't need you hitting anything
I don't
else.
Know. I might get home safer if I drive with my eyes closed.
Perhaps.
Jesus. I got to do something about that, you guys.
You really
I'm a
do.
Horrible driver.
Really do.
All right. Thank you for listening to the After Show Show. Remember, breaking bread. Breaking bread. Okay.
Bread.
So take a shot of that. Post it at Pepper and Dylan. That is the Instagram account. Thanks again. Thank you for listening to the After Show Show.
Love you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Weekday mornings on KISS 91.7.